been preaching on Easter. It was very good this morning. Thank you, Pastor. Been preaching on Easter since 1981. Well, I got ordained last summer, so it'd be 82 was my first Easter. What can you say after all these years? You don't have to change the message. Not at all. But it is interesting over the years, the things you start to wonder. So my mind went to wondering, what if Easter happened this morning in the year 2018? I'm with it. I thought if Easter happened today, I thought the following things would fall into place very quickly. One, the union of the stone movers would have a picket line around the tomb because it wasn't a union member that did the work. Two, the nations that are fighting today would still be fighting. Three, the group of scientific inquiry would have posted a sign at the empty tomb. This was not a true resurrection from the dead because the testing equipment was not allowed access. Three, the government agency, abbreviated as the NTMJBNC, I know that's a mouthful, but it stands for Not to Mention the Jesus by Name Commission, would issue a statement that they did not know who was in the tomb in the first place, so they couldn't verify who was missing. And the group called POTAP, P-O-T-A-P, the people of the astral plane, would issue a statement as well. Jesus is still in the tomb. You just cannot see him if you're not on the same plane. Isn't that the way of the world today? And as goofy as it sounds, it is sad. For it's like they took a tomb and they refilled it, repurposed it, so that the original design has no meaning and the continuing purpose is over. The women walking to that tomb early that day wondered who will roll away the stone. The different gospel narratives tells you it was women, with no doubt. Mary Magdalene, Jesus' mother, Mary, Salome, these were the women who went to the tomb out of love and care and compassion, and they were grieved. But they had a problem. Who would roll away the stone? Do you think we have the same problem today? Who will roll it away? I think our problem is who's pushing it back? Who's trying to stuff Jesus back into the hole? Who's trying to pretend, whoops, that never happened? Haven't you ever done that? Drop a French fry, quick look around, look, no one's looking, you eat it, like, that never happened. Deniability. But it is the truth of today that brings us back into God's house year after year, Sunday after Sunday, by the way. But it's the truth of God's word that brings us back to celebrate He is risen, to celebrate our Lord won, to celebrate what He did in our place, in our behalf, to celebrate, to rejoice, to give thanks to God that in Jesus Christ, who indeed lived, suffered, died, and rose again, we have life. But we're in a pickle, aren't we? Kind of between a rock and a hard place. In one sense, the message of the scriptures is do not be alarmed, right? He is not here. But how many times in our daily walk we're alarmed? We're frightened. We're concerned. My mic keeps cutting out. Am I right? It's the devil messing with you. We're alarmed. We're worried. We're anxious. I've been there. You've been there. It's probably a given I'll be there again, you know. We're concerned about life and death issues. We're concerned about things that are not as critical as life and death. We're concerned about lunch. You know, we're concerned about employment. We're concerned about health. We're concerned about all these different things. And when the fear starts to well up within us, have you ever thought that in a way you're pushing the stone back? You're acting like the challenges of life are impossible to overcome, and the obstacles of life are too heavy to move. The answer to the question, who's going to roll away the stone from the tomb, is the same answer as who's alive today, and it's Christ our Lord. And we know that God sent an angel to move that rock. The Bible tells us that. But we also know that Christ was not in the tomb before that. He was already gone. He had already risen. But in our life, when we're walking in this journey of ours, we start to see and feel and think about and dwell on the challenges, and it's as if Christ is buried again. It's as if we have no hope. Even when it comes to grief, and you know that Gwen and I have experienced that in a beyond measure in the last few years. The Bible tells us, you know, that even in the time of grief, it talks about, I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who have fallen asleep. It's in Thessalonians. That we grieve with hope because the rock is still gone. And Jesus is still out. And he still reigns for all eternity. We are reminded in the scriptures that whatever we dwell on, we get to look past that and we get to hear the message of the angels. He is not here. Now that doesn't mean Jesus is absent and has no clue of what you're going through. But what it means is he's not in the tomb. And it's marvelous to have that place empty. When we think of, you know, emptiness, we usually don't like that. We're full of clutter. You all have heard Murphy's Law, the junk will fill the available space, right? We don't like emptiness. You know, if one flower is good, 17 flowers is good, and 50 flowers are better. We don't like emptiness. And we carry that on in our life. And so sometimes, because of that discomfort, that discontent, it's as if we put Jesus in the tomb. And what motivates us to do that is we like control. We want to rewrite the laws of God so that we can fulfill them. Sort of like the Pharisees and the Sadducees did in Jesus' day. Jesus said many times, you have heard it said of old, but I say unto you, he was correcting their understanding of God's word, God's truth, God's law. But we change that, don't we? We have thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not lust. And in the American way, we have said, you can look, but don't touch. So that drool is, well, that's not wrong. You know? God in Christ is not in the tomb. The stone does not have to go back. That void is a reminder of the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we live, in whom we trust, in whom we follow. And so we are to resist the temptation and the trends in our world to not mention the name of Jesus. We are to resist and stay away from the thinking that, well, Jesus is still there, you just can't see him anymore. We are to avoid the attitudes and the perspectives in our society that renounce Jesus and his power and his truth. How wonderful it is to know and believe the gospel. We believe that Jesus died on the cross. We believe that on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. We believe that Jesus is alive today and at the right hand of God. We just confessed that, didn't we? We believe that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe Jesus will take us and all believers to be with him forever. And that place is not back in the tomb. It's in his kingdom. So faith moves us not to hold on to that rock and not to push that rock so that things become more comfortable for us, but for us to appreciate that that tomb is empty. Because if it's empty, we're proclaiming the truth, Christ is alive. And we hold on to that. And we proclaim the truth that God fulfilled the law through Jesus Christ. And we proclaim the truth that God in Christ satisfied the debt of sin and accepted that gift. And we proclaim the truth that even on the day when I go into a tomb, I will not stay there. Right? For one day, the one who is risen will descend with the angels and proclaim the day of resurrection. And believers will be gathered not to go into the hole, but to be in the kingdom of God. And we will do whatever God designs us to do. And we will serve in whatever capacity God wants us and equips us to serve. And again, we will not be alarmed. For Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.